This Twit News special, it comes to you from Twit's LastPass Studios. Securing every access point in your company doesn't have to be a challenge. LastPass unifies access and authentication to make securing your employees simple and secure, even when they're working remotely. Check out LastPass.com/Twit to learn more.
Podcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
This is Twit News Special number 362, recorded Tuesday, September 15th, 2020. Apple's September reveal. This Twit News Special is brought to you by LastPass. Let LastPass improve your employees' experience while safeguarding your business from cyber threats. LastPass is the number one password manager. Visit LastPass.com/Twit to find out how they can help you. Hello, everybody. This is it. The first Apple reveal of, I suspect, several for fall 2020. Leo Laporte here joining me, Micah Sargent from his home studio. Hi, Micah.
Hello. I'm excited. I'm very excited.
We don't, you know, there's been a lot of rumors about this event. All we know is what we see in the invitation, which is, by the way, what's showing on the screen right now, which is a kind of a swirly apple. Looks like it's drawn by fingers. Turns into a 3D apple with a date, and then it says, time flies. The chronologists in the Macintosh news community say the time has to do with a new Apple Watch, and we do expect a new Series 6 Apple Watch.
Oh.
And the flies is the iPad Air. We expect
Time of flight sensor.
Oh, and maybe you're right. Because the new time-of-flight LiDAR sensor that is on the iPad Pro is expected to make its way to the iPhone.
Oh, that's true.
So
maybe not then.
The question is, will there be anything besides a watch and an iPad today, a mid-range iPad, which is certainly something and it's enough. When you have an event, though, you'd think they'd want more. You think there'll be anything else?
Maybe the AR tags, whatever they end up calling them. Maybe, as you mentioned, Apple could say something about Apple Silicon. I don't know, though. Without an iPhone, I think for sure is Apple Watch. Absolutely. iPad Air, I guess. Although I'm not excited about that.
Maybe Air tags, maybe the new AirPod Studios.
I forgot about the studios.
Yeah, I'm really hoping. So these are all rumored things, by the way. Yeah. I'm really, and maybe some over the ear headphones. I'm really hoping they'll say something about Apple Silicon. Maybe that's just because I'm so excited about it. Anyway, we're just a few minutes away. Not likely that this is a live event. The last Apple keynote was completely taped, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that we'll see the same here. Although I will say, I started out not feeling very good about it and ended up getting into it and liking the way that it was done. So hopefully that's the same case here. The energy is different, but it was okay.
Yeah. I liked it in some respects because it was more detailed. And I feel like it's hard with a live demo to really get it right. And what I was particularly interested in last time, of course, again, was Apple Silicon. And I thought they did a really remarkable job of just talking about Apple Silicon, plus bringing new voices onto the stage, including some longtime Apple people who just never have shown up at a keynote before. This will also be notable because it will be Greg Joswiak's first time on a keynote as the senior vice president for global marketing at Apple. He's replaced Phil Schiller. I doubt Phil will make an appearance on this, but Jos is well-respected, well-loved by the Apple community. And I think he'll be a very good marketing director, particularly because he comes from the engineering side. He should be very knowledgeable, too. So we'll be watching with interest. We expect Tim Cook will take the stage in about 2 minutes.
Good morning.
Yeah, but it's
good
virtual.
Morning.
There's nobody to say good morning to. There's nobody in the audience. It'll be a pre-record from the Apple Theater. As we saw last time, it was an empty Apple Theater. It was kind of hollow and echoey.
Yeah.
Tim was a little more relaxed than usual. I don't know. You know, this could go either way. This could be a really interesting announcement, and it could be nothing. Now, listen to the sound they're playing right now. Normally, they play music at these events.
Yep.
This sounds like an alarm.
An alarm or some sort of if there was a name for this, it would sound like Discovery. I would call this song Discovery.
So as you hypothesized before the show began, this might be the sound the Apple tags make as you zoom
look
in.
Around, and it gets more intense the closer you get to the item, less intense the farther away you are from it.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Isn't this sad? Because Apple gives us absolutely nothing. We have to
speculate
like nuts. Yeah.
And we are right at 10 a.m., so let's see.
There's no reason to be late for this.
Yeah, come on. What's going on? You're doing
unless there's some editor frantically...
It's not working. Go to the backups.
Cutting and pasting. It reminds me of the movie. Remember the movie Network News where I think it was Holly Hunter is the producer. It's the old days when they're slamming tapes in the tape machine and doing A-B cuts. And she gets the tape and she runs through the studio. I got it here. Trying to make the 11 o'clock news. Here we go.
And we're zooming in. It's a tube, Leo.
It looks like the elementary canal. Okay, I don't like this at all.
I'm getting dizzy.
Again, if you want to watch Apple's stream, you can do that in your Apple TV or at YouTube on the Apple live stream. But if you don't mind us talking behind the scenes, we'll do that too. Oh, there's a heart.
Heart. That's the blood oxygen sensor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, maybe. There's the rainbow at the Apple campus. Another great drone shot. That was one of the highlights of last time. Look at that. Beautiful drone shot. Sped up a little bit. No drone is that fast.
That's the new Apple drone.
Hey, wouldn't it be interesting if Apple announced a drone? Why don't they? Oh, here comes Tim.
They've got a mask now.
Walking down the hallway.
Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
We are so pleased that you could join us today. We've got some really exciting product announcements to share with you. As we all continue to make our way through these difficult times and face the challenges that COVID-19 is causing in our communities around the world, it's so inspiring how people everywhere have adapted, working remotely, learning from home, and gathering virtually to stay close to family and friends.
I always wear a tie and it's for been my Zoom conferences,
to see
too.
The important role
who takes these photos?
In helping people come together,
I'm sure they're all shot with iPhone.
And move forward. We know that life won't always be like this, and we're all looking forward to better days. Here at Apple, we feel a deep responsibility to keep innovating, to continue making products that enrich people's lives in meaningful ways. Today, we're focusing on two products that have played integral roles in people's everyday lives, Apple Watch and iPad.
All right.
Let's get started with Apple Watch.
Sigh.
Wow. Apple Watch revolutionized what a watch can do. If you think about it, for over 100 years, the traditional watch really focused on just one thing, time. Today, it's incredible Apple Watch enables
Apple Watch
you to
has
do
never been good at time.
From your wrist. I use my Apple Watch and its amazing features throughout the day.
This is going to be a challenge.
Before I go out in the morning, I check the weather.
We all just bought an Apple Watch a year ago.
Apple Watch notifies me with everything from
not
messages
all of us, but
to news alerts and keeps me right
can they
on
get
schedule.
Enough new features in
I'm
here.
I'm doing my best to stay in shape, so it's
great especially
that Apple
now
Watch
they've already added Always On.
Right.
And motivates me to close my rings.
The rumor, of course, is a blood oxymeter. Measure your oxygen level.
Unlock my door and turn on the lights. And when I'm ready to settle in,
you need
I
to
use
unlock
Apple Watch
Tim's door
to
steal
my
his watch.
Music. And it's so reassuring for millions of customers that Apple Watch has introduced great health features like heart monitoring, cycle tracking and fall detection, and even the ability to take an ECG. No wonder Apple Watch is the most loved watch in the world. I love reading the many messages I get every day from Apple Watch users telling me how the watch has changed and in some cases saved their lives. Like Ray from Texas, she'd been experiencing pain in her stomach.
Typically
but
see
didn't
these
think
with
it was too serious.
Apple Watch.
Like, and I kind of like to downplay this element of it.
Heart rate, she realized it really was.
It really shouldn't be used as a diagnostic tool.
Where it was determined she was in septic shock.
And yet it has saved
Ray
lives, obviously.
Immediate intervention But she could have died without that warning from her Apple Watch.
Could have.
Or Enrique from Spain, who's blind and uses his watch for everything from speaking the time to reminding him when his appointments are, to calling taxis and helping him keep fit.
The accessibility is a great
feature. For Enrique, his Apple Watch has become an essential part of his day-to-day life. Now I'd like you to meet a few more of these people and hear their stories.
A lot of people have lost a lot of weight thanks to activity monitoring on the watch. It's been very good for fitness.
My name is Kate.
Now, we've seen Dear Apple videos before about the Apple Watch, so this is another version of that.
Is that Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift's cousin, Leela Swift.
Every single day.
Oh, she's diabetic.
I went from having to check my blood sugar manually every 20 minutes.
This is the holy grail of health would be to have. You still have to wear a sensor, which
to my side.
Is intrusive.
I feel like I don't have type 1 when I'm competing now.
Yeah, that's awesome. Of course, the non-invasive blood sugar diagnostic would be huge. Still hoping for that.
I was diagnosed with high blood pressure and hypertension. The medications cost me $2,000 a month with insurance. Oof. That was the tipping point for me. I started tracking my exercises and started tracking my health.
There you go. Apple Watch is the cure for high drug prices.
Almost 18 months later, I am not on any medications and I am in the best shape of my life.
My name is James. We were sitting in the living room and I glanced down at my watch because it kind of vibrated. It flashed increased heart rate. By the time we got to the hospital, my heart rate was 206.
Wow.
Holy
cow.
And
she said, "Sir, you're going into cardiac arrest." I was 26. I wanted my life. And I didn't want my life just for me, but I wanted it for my family.
Oh.
I'm thankful to still be here, and I'm thankful for that device that saved me.
That's awesome. Again, you shouldn't rely on the Apple Watch.
Those stories about how Apple Watch helps people enriches their lives. And healthcare providers, insurance companies, and businesses are also seeing the benefits of offering Apple Watch. They know it can make a big difference in the lives of their patients, customers, and employees. Recently, the Mount Sinai Health System in New York launched the new Warrior Watch study. Using data from Apple Watch, researchers are studying the impact of COVID on the psychological well-being of frontline healthcare workers by identifying early signs of stress while also looking to predict infection before symptoms appear.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah.
Singapore has one of the world's leading healthcare systems.
That is beautiful.
This fall, Singapore will become the first country to leverage the benefits of Apple Watch.
This was Steve Jobs' vision for the Apple campus.
Was
no window panes, just
Apple Watch helps
big stretches of glass.
So much
boy,
about
you really see that there.
Must be beautiful. And to live a better day.
Something
this
you and I
year,
may never
we're
know.
We're going to take it even further.
Actually, you probably will. They'll hire you. It's just a matter of time.
I'm not going to.
Wow, how did they go through that window?
Whoa.
Oh, Eddie Q.
Yeah.
Getting out of the way of the drone. And now we go to the Steve Jobs Theater.
Don't send Leo emails.
It's Jobs.
That was Craig.
Profound impact on
oh, no,
so
it's
many
not
of
Jobs.
Our customers' lives.
It's Jeff Williams,
and we continue to be
COO.
Inspired. And this year, watchOS 7 adds several important health features that take advantage of the powerful technology in Apple
Jeff
Watch. The new sleep app uses the motion sensors to track
we're getting
your sleep.
A recap.
Automatic hand washing detection recognizes the motion and
remember, these are new features
hands,
for people like you and me
you
who haven't
continue for the recommended
downloaded
20
the
seconds.
Beta.
And watchOS 7 now uses your motion and heart rate to measure a lower range of VO2 max values. Now, the American Heart Association recommends routinely assessing cardio fitness levels. And VO2 max is the most accurate way to capture this. The problem is, it's usually only measured in specialty clinics. But watchOS 7 can now measure a full range of VO2 max, which is a powerful predictor of your overall health.
Heart?
And coming later this year, you can receive a notification if your VO2 max drops to those lower levels.
That's a big deal.
Each year, Apple Watch raises the bar, adding new features and technology that improve our lives. This year, Apple Watch takes another big leap forward, and I'm excited to show it to you now.
There we go. Oh, that was kind of neat.
So the health app has always had VO2 max. I don't know how accurate it is. But this will be the first
time. Is that gold? Those are new.
Those are new sensors. Yeah, this will be for blood oximeter probably.
Is it shaped different? It looks like it's shaped different.
Now featuring a tire. It's so close up, you really can't see what. Let's figure out what you're seeing.
This is the new Apple Watch Series 6.
I like the
perfect combination
of
powerful features and beautiful design. Series 6 is our most colorful lineup ever. There's a new blue aluminum case, this updated classic gold stainless steel finish, a new gray black stainless steel called graphite.
This is how you know
for the first time
that this is an incremental
Apple Watch product
upgrade. When you really hit 6 is packed with incredible peak features, you start changing the colors and start adding
an amazing new
fins.
Capability. Let's take a look.
Here comes the new health sensor. I don't like the red, got to tell you.
No, I think I'm going to go with a stainless steel gold. I think that's pretty. So
God,
this is the advantage
the blue,
of not doing this live is you can have incredible production. I mean, this is Hollywood grade production with special effects and CGI and.
I wonder how things will be if we ever have the in-person events again.
So there, it's blood oxygen. There's the oximeter we'd heard about.
With Apple Watch Series 6, you can measure your blood oxygen right from your wrist.
Now remember, Samsung announced this pending FDA approval, and this is the key on these things.
And measures the amount of light reflected back. Advanced algorithms use this data to calculate the color of your blood, which indicates the amount of oxygen present. The new blood oxygen app lets you take a measurement in just 15 seconds.
Somebody just pointed out in the chat room, the time on the watch is accurate.
And Series 6 also
has
pre-recorded readings
and stores them.
So they had to start on time.
So if you wear your Apple Watch to bed, it can record background measurements while you sleep.
Okay, that's good because sleep apnea.
Right.
Blood oxygen.
So this
is
great. That's huge.
Blood oxygen saturation, also known as SpO2, is like a vital sign.
Symbol Ahmad
Desai. It's a key measurement that contains critical information about your breathing and circulation. Apple Watch is already a powerful health tool with apps that measure heart rate and heart rhythm. And now, adding blood oxygen brings another valuable health measurement to users. Blood oxygen and pulse oximetry are terms that we've heard a lot about during the COVID pandemic. As you breathe, your heart and lungs work together to deliver oxygen throughout your body. Blood oxygen saturation
to have it
is
in case somebody gets sick.
How well this system is functioning.
Because once you're sick, that's the indication to go to the hospitals when your blood oxygen
and
drops.
And pulse oximetry is how you measure it. Now, the blood oxygen app on Series 6 lets you measure your blood oxygen for fitness and wellness purposes from your wrist, anywhere, and at any time.
To get FDA approval,
this
will
is
have
a
to
great
be
new tool
accurate enough
well-being.
For diagnostics.
And to enable future medical discoveries, we're launching 3 new health research studies to learn how longitudinal blood oxygen measurements, along with other health metrics from Apple Watch, can help manage conditions that affect the heart and lungs. First, to study how to better manage and control asthma using physiological signals from Apple Watch, we're collaborating with the pulmonary experts at the University of California, Irvine, and Anthem. Second, to learn more about how metrics, including blood oxygen, can be used to manage heart failure, we're partnering with one of the largest research organizations in North America, the University Health Network, and the investigators at the University of Toronto. And finally, as we all continue to learn more about COVID and understand the interplay with influenza, we're partnering with the investigators of the Seattle Flu Study and faculty from the University of Washington School of Medicine. We will explore how changes in blood oxygen and heart rate can be early signals of the onset of these respiratory conditions. So that's the new blood oxygen feature.
I like
so
how they make these part of the consumer announcements. These health
not
studies.
Be able to,
now
they,
back to Jeff to tell you more about
they
the
put
new
them out
Apple
there.
Watch Series 6.
I'm waiting to see if they can ship this, though, because they've got to get blood oxygen, FDA clearance.
Making a phone call on your watch.
Probably
or
501
your
or 510K.
It's all made
is,
possible by Apple Silicon. Inside Series 6 is our sixth generation system in package.
If it's similar to existing devices, They can get 5/10 clearance.
It includes a high-performance dual-core processor based on the A13 Bionic in iPhone A13. 11, but optimized for Apple Watch.
Holy moly.
The S6 is up to 20% faster than the previous generation.
You're going to see more and more of this from Apple, flexing their silicon muscle.
When you're out and about. Let's head outside and take a look.
Where are we going?
Because of its energy-efficient design, Series 6 has an even better always-on display, making it easier to read your watch on sunny days without having to wake the display. Now it's 2.5 times brighter outdoors when your wrist is down. Series 6 also features a new always-on altimeter that provides continuous elevation throughout the day. So on your next
hike, that's pretty awesome.
You can see your elevation change in real time.
She's at 8,865 feet. Wow.
And at any time, no matter where you
are, must be a fire watch station.
You can measure your blood oxygen saturation right.
Too bad we can't go out there, or else we're breathing in so much ash.
Yeah. Look at that. She's in good shape.
I want to go there.
Now let's talk about watch faces.
You need a drone.
A watch face is fundamental to the Apple Watch experience. And we're taking faces
further
this year.
Custom watch faces?
Starting with some great new designs. And we'd like to share them with you now.
Alan Dye face. Oh.
The watch face is the most powerful.
Alan Dye is a replacement for Johnny Ive. We worked with Ive, of course, for many years.
Our approach to face design begins with a deep respect for the history of timekeeping. We combine that sense of craft with the powerful technologies and capabilities of Apple Watch to create these new faces. The GMT face shows multiple time zones at once.
Oh, love it.
So it's a ring.
The countdown face lets you start tracking elapsed time from any given point. And inspired by classical racing watches, the Chronograph Pro face features multiple time scales, including a tachymeter to measure speed based on time travel over a set distance.
No one does.
In the typograph face, numerals can be displayed in 3 custom type styles and 4 different scripts. Every combination is tailored to fit the face perfectly. We also collaborated with the artist Jeff McFetridge.
Oh, those are fun. Little faces.
There are millions of combinations and a different one animation.
The eyes of the time. By the way, it's still 10:09, so apparently it's going to be 10:09 forever.
Emoji to your watch.
You can have your Memoji in your watch.
That's kind of adorable.
And with the stripes face, you can show your pride in who you are, support your favorite team, or even match what you're wearing. We're so proud to add to the legacy
different
of Apple Watch
stripes.
Faces.
Oh, you're going to match what you're wearing, aren't you? I can tell.
Yes. That's cool. The stripes is cool.
In watchOS 7, we also gave developers new tools to build even more specialized watch faces. So if you're into surfing, there's a watch face for that. Neat. With apps like Dawn Patrol to check surf conditions. Or if you're into photography, there's a watch face for that.
Oh, you'll love
with
that.
Apps
the
like
golden
Lumi
hour
to help
measurement.
You track the sun's position.
That's awesome.
Or if you're a healthcare provider, there's a watch face for that.
Well,
that's like
good.
Notable to see your upcoming appointments.
So these are those large complications that they introduced last time.
Another,
I really like
I guess
them.
In that way, they are kind of like custom watch faces.
Have a clasp or buckle, and they're limited to a few preset sizes for fit. Well, today, we're excited to introduce something completely different. We call it the Solo Loop.
What?
The Solo Loop is remarkably simple.
It's remarkably
no clasp,
like a rubber band.
No buckle, no overlapping parts, just one continuous piece.
It's not a rubber
made from
band.
Custom liquid silicone.
It's a
elastomer band.
It looks great, and it's durable, and it's swim-proof, so it can go anywhere.
And is it really
it's available
stretchy?
In a range of sizes, so you can find your most comfortable
But how
fit.
Do you know which size
And it
fits?
Comes in 7 fantastic colors.
Ooh, green.
This new man style
so this is
so
the new fluoro elastomer with
we
no
did
buckle. I do like that. You just snap it on your wrist.
Solo loop. It's made from 100% recycled yarn. It's meticulously braided with ultra-thin
recycled
silicone
yarn.
Thread.
It's meticulously
and it will be available
braided.
In 5 colors.
We're you pay extra for the meticulous.
On the leather band with the new leather link, with no loop back or clasp of any kind.
Oh, I do like that.
What?
There are also great new updates for Apple Watch Nike, with fun new sport band.
And Richie's going to be happy.
Plus, a new Nike watch
or
face.
Sad, because it's
and
too many.
Apple Watch Hermes, we're introducing the new Adalodge band in both single tour
Who?
And Adalodge. Dookie tour. That's Apple Watch Series 6, the most advanced Apple Watch ever.
Oh my God! It has an ultra wideband chip in it.
This year we're doing
two additional things
to make Apple Watch available to even more people.
That means tags is coming, right?
Way for families to use Apple Watch. And here's Deidre to tell you all about it.
Oh, Doctor's going to love this.
Apple Watch is essential for staying connected to those you love.
You're being sarcastic.
Whether that's a child or
No, because his daughter has an Apple Watch and he uses it to communicate with her.
Oh, okay.
Which is something they might not have. This is why we're excited to introduce Family Setup.
Family Setup. A one
with
phone
Family Setup,
sets it all up.
You can use your iPhone to pair watches for your children or older members in your household who don't have their own phones.
Oh, and they will have their older own phones. Grandmas.
Older. That's so, I'm so insulted.
It's not for you.
Look through the door.
Family Setup enables greater independence for your kids or
How'd
older parents.
How do they do that?
And you have the comfort of knowing they're just a call away. You get the safety
that is actually
features
really
that technology
good.
Can
this
deliver
is a market
in a device that can be
for
managed
parents who don't want to give their kids a cell phone.
For example, you can specify which contacts your kids can communicate with
when
using
great
messages and more. And you
makes
can set
me
up
wish I had
automatic
small
location notifications. So whether it's grandma's house, school, or basketball practice,
I presume this is WatchOS 7.
You'll get the reassurance your child is exactly where you expect
them.
Not requires so hardware, I would hope.
Kids can now track movements and use all the other great features of activity and workout in a way that works best for them. Kids can create a Memoji with just their watch and share it as stickers
cute
and messages or in the new Memoji watch face. Whether they're learning at home or in the classroom, the new school time mode helps kids stay focused with Do Not Disturb, restricted interaction, and this distinctive look, which teachers or parents can recognize at a glance. These are just some
smart
of the ways Family Setup provides kids and older adults with the powerful and unique benefits of Apple Watch, even if they don't have an iPhone. Family Setup requires a cellular model of Apple Watch Series 4 and later, and will be available at launch with
series
these carrier partners
series 4 and later
in these regions around the world.
You
with
will
more
want
coming later this
smartphone
year
connectivity on that.
And that's Family Setup. Back
obviously
to Jeff.
LTE is required.
We think Family Setup will keep families more connected, giving kids greater independence and agency, and you more peace of mind. The second thing we're doing to make Apple Watch available to even more people is to create a new model that combines elements of Series 6 design with the most essential features of Apple Watch.
This is going to be the less expensive.
At a more affordable price.
Yeah.
We call it Apple Watch SE.
Oh, smart.
Our Apple Watch SE
smart
has the features customers love. It has everything you need to stay connected, be more active, and keep an eye on your health. And like Series 6, Apple Watch SE uses our largest and most advanced watch display, allowing you to see so much more at a glance.
So
more information and apps on your watch face, more in messages, calendar, and maps, and larger and easier to read metrics while you're working
out. So it's only
out
in 44 millimeters.
And for fast access to information and apps, Apple Watch SE uses the S5 chip for up to two times
so faster
fast performance than Series 3. And staying connected is even easier with the cellular models, which allow you to make phone calls, send messages, and more, even without
your phone. So it comes in Wi-Fi and cellular.
And with Family Setup,
one screen
cellular
size,
models
though
of Apple Watch SE will also be great for kids. Customers love
for the
using
kid
Apple
feature,
Watch
you need that
fitness
cellular
and working out. And Apple Watch SE has
phone,
the same accelerometer, gyroscope, compass,
this looks
and
like
altimeter
a good choice
as
price
Series
point?
6.
What do you think, 150?
And because it has the latest
129?
Motion sensors, Apple
really,
Watch
you
SE
think?
Yeah, it's going to be low. It's going to be below 200.
A feature that's made a life-saving difference for many Apple Watch wearers.
Might be 199. Wearers.
With all of these features and more, including the new capabilities in WatchOS 7, we think Apple Watch SE will be
sleep
the perfect
tracking,
watch
fall detection
for many new customers.
I don't
Apple
know if it's
Watch
always
SE
on display.
At just $279.
Oh.
In addition, we're announcing Apple Card financing for
wait a
Apple
minute
Watch so customers can easily pay
that's not less than
monthly payments.
Is
Apple
that
Watch Series
what's
6 with the breakthrough new blood oxygen sensor starts at just
$399. Yikes.
$399.
Series 3 continues
wait
at its great entry price of just $199.
That, see, that's the problem.
Oh, okay. So Series 3 is $199.
That's why I thought it would be lower Apple because I thought they would have to under, you know, be
now
lower.
Let's talk
okay
about what Apple Watch is doing
right
to protect
so they,
the environment.
They cover the range.
Apple's commitment to the environment spans everything we do.
A little pricey
how we design
for the
our products.
Apple Watch 6.
The materials that go in them. To how they're manufactured.
Series 5
and here's
is what
Lisa
price right now?
They don't do the 5
the many
anymore.
Things Apple is doing to reduce our environmental footprint.
They won't do. So remember, the 3 is the low end. They stopped doing the four. They'll probably cut the five. Oh, you mean right now, the current price?
Yeah.
I think it was $3.99.
Oh, Lisa. Hello, Lisa.
All of our offices, retail stores, and
$4.29.
Renewable energy.
For the aluminum.
We're also proud that we've cut our comprehensive carbon footprint by 35% since 2015. And you may have heard,
is it $4.99
or $3.99? We're now taking our environmental commitment even
higher.
Starting with
I don't remember.
By 2030, Apple will be 100% carbon
neutral.
It's
a lot to watch.
For our entire end-to-end footprint, including our supply chain and products.
100% carbon neutral by 2030.
Google announced that yesterday or the day before.
To make our products. Let's take a look at Apple Watch.
Hashtag first.
Yeah. Beginning last year, our aluminum watch cases are made with 100% recycled aluminum. And for Series 6, we're now using 100% recycled rare earth elements and tungsten
in the
Taptic engine.
Series 6 is $3.99. SE is $2.79.
$3.99. Okay, so there is a price drop across the board. That's good.
Like all of our products, Apple Watch is free of BFR, PVC, beryllium, and mercury. And the display glass is made without arsenic. And all of the fiber in our packaging comes from recycled sources.
There's absolutely no DDT in the Apple Watch.
Sometimes
hate DDT, let me tell you.
Don't make that counts. We know that customers have been accumulating USB power adapters and that producing millions of unneeded adapters consumes
resources.
You can't
take
this
from
this was the rumor that they weren't going to bundle adapters.
We are removing the USB power adapter from Apple Watch.
People were concerned about that, but
we're
think everybody's got
plenty. We're also helping our Apple Watch manufacturing partners transition to renewable energy.
But how do
that,
you charge your
combined
Apple Watch?
With removing the power adapter,
you have to buy it
will
separately?
Result in eliminating the carbon equivalent of over 50,000 cars from our roads per year.
Wow.
We have lots more to do,
but,
and we'll have lots more to share in the months and years.
They'll still include the cord and everything, just not the adapter.
The brick. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They didn't include a brick before, did they?
I don't think so.
Just the puck.
These actions are significant and lasting.
I thought it was just the puck.
And I'm proud of the great work Apple is doing to protect our
planet. No, it wasn't
just
the puck. I
included it.
So that's our lineup. Apple Watch Series 6 with a new blood oxygen sensor. The most advanced Apple Watch yet. And the very capable and affordable Apple Watch SE. You can order both today, and availability starts this Friday.
As soon as the store opens.
Wow.
To celebrate the launch of the new Apple Watch Series 6, we created a video to show you just how far the watch has come. And here it is.
Imagine a future
and here
where
it
one
is.
Day, machine learning will give you the power to track your
I really want the blue one, but I don't Imagine want the blue one, because then it won't match with everything.
Yes? Can I help you?
Yeah, this already does that.
Oh.
Well, now you do.
Okay,
that's good.
It's all right. I'll start again. Imagine one day a tiny device with an optical sensor will send you an alert if your heart rate is too low. Yes? What? It already does that. What?
This is awesome.
Okay. Well, how about we'll send you an alert if your heart rate is too high?
It already does that.
All right, let's try something new. We'll send you an alert if you're someplace that's too loud.
I just received one of those alerts.
Really? Well, you should probably find a quieter place, sir.
You should probably mind your own business.
Okay, imagine one day in the future.
Hold on.
No. Let me finish.
1 second.
You'll be able to take an ECG.
It already does that.
It already does that.
I heard that.
Good. What about continuously track your elevation? Does it do that?
Does that.
Right, got it.
Does that.
Thank you.
Does that.
Yep, heard it the first time. Encourages you to stay fit.
Does that.
Okay, I get it. You're fit. I don't know. Will it automatically call 911 if a bear chases you off a cliff and you take a hard fall?
Yeah, already does that.
Seriously?
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I got it. Let's go.
If you just listen to the audio, you're going to have to watch this video.
Imagine a future. One day, tiny device, blah, 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 that uses red and infrared light to measure your blood oxygen level. Yes? What? No. Don't you dare say it. I'm sorry. I can't hear you.
It already does that. That is very good.
That's good. I like that. That's a good
tagline. The future of health is on your wrist. So we're going to be back with more. We're just take a break while they're taking a break. We'll take a break to do our last pass mention and back with more of the Apple reveal. This Twit News special is always brought to you by LastPass. Recently, LastPass surveyed 700 IT and security professionals across a really broad range of industries, from financial services to IT to retail. Almost all of them said, 82%, that their business had been exposed to a risk due to poor identity and access management. IAM, that's what LastPass does. Manage your identities and access to your resources. That's why your company needs LastPass to control who has access to what, when, and where. And this is especially important now while employees are working from home. First of all, they've got to have secure password storage, right? Nothing better than LastPass. It's basically your own secure enclave, a vault for storing every app and web login you use. I use it for everything, passports, driver's licenses, because LastPass is on every device. That's the beauty of LastPass, on my phone, on my laptop, iOS, Android, Mac, Windows, Linux, even every browser known to man. There's a plugin from LastPass. That means I can access that data, and only I can access it. LastPass only decrypts at the device level. Your LastPass password vault is always encrypted when it's not on your device, and your master password is never transmitted off device, not to LastPass, not to anybody. They make it easy and safe for you and your employees to share logins while keeping access to corporate data safe. I love single sign-on, a new feature part of LastPass Enterprise. Lets your employees log in more easily, minus passwords. You just say yes or no on their phone, approve or deny. And it gives you more security. IT always has insight onto who's accessing what from where. Enterprise password management ensures oversight of shadow IT and enforceable policies across all your password-protected accounts. And LastPass goes beyond standard two-factor authentication, multi-factor authentication, with additional contextual information like IP address and geolocation to really guarantee that only the right people have access to your precious resources. Your business is secure with LastPass. AES 256-bit encryption, PBKDF2, SHA 256, salted hashes. They do everything right. That's what Steve Gibson verified. And they to this day, it's the case. And that's why Steve and I both use LastPass at home. And we use LastPass here at work. LastPass, the number one password manager. Let LastPass securely manage your user's identity, letting your employees work efficiently without making your business vulnerable to cyber threats. Go to LastPass.com/twit. LastPass.com/twit. Now let's get back to Tim Cook and Company.
One of the most profound impacts Apple Watch has had is helping people be more active. We've been working on something that will motivate and inspire you even more on your fitness journey.
The new Apple treadmill?
And here's Jay to tell you all about it.
What?
Activity.
Being more active is one of the most important things we can do for our health. So over the years, we've built a range of features on the Apple Watch designed to motivate a wide variety of users. We hear from people who have become healthier just by closing their activity rings each day.
Jay is the senior director of fitness for health technologies.
And stay connected even from far away with activity sharing. And then there are our most competitive Apple Watch users who love earning awards and challenging each other to get fit. One of the Apple Watch's most popular apps is the workout app, which has been finely tuned with powerful algorithms that accurately track the most important metrics for all the workouts you do. This year, we wanted to push the Apple Watch workout experience even further. So we are creating amazing workouts with incredible music delivered by the world's best trainers.
You knew about this?
This is the first fitness service built around
this
Apple
This was a
Watch.
Rumor.
Oh, and that there like would be it as part of the Apple One package, a fitness service. This is Seymour.
Trainer, time, music.
Fitness Plus.
Of course.
Apple Fitness Plus.
Apple has really made Plus the symbol of the year.
Uh-huh.
CBS All Access has just announced it's going to be renamed Paramount Plus.
I saw that. Yeah.
So this is.
I don't mind CBS All Access.
Plus, everything's plus. So this is the long rumored Apple Seymour.
You get Apple Music while you listen to it. You get metrics on screen. You can do it on any screen.
I'll do this. Perfectly timed for COVID, of course, because you can't go to the gym in many cases.
Leave it all on the screen, it says. That's cute. You are
great. Great.
Great. Workout. Oh, so see you tomorrow.
So this goes with your Apple TV Plus. You know, Peloton's done very well, of course, with their live streaming spin classes. Apple
Fitness Plus. See, they've got me with this. I'm going to do this because I'm not doing any workouts.
Get fit and stay fit. The entire Fitness Plus experience is powered by the Apple Watch in some really cool ways. Let's take a look at how it works. Apple Watch owners love seeing all of their metrics right from their wrist during a workout. The watch's sensors make it possible to see your heart rate, calories burned, pace, and distance.
In fact, I get mad at myself if I forget to start the workout because I feel like that I get credit for it.
With Fitness Plus, you simply choose the workout you want to do.
It's like it's an app.
Catalog of videos on your iPhone, iPad, or Apple TV.
Oh.
And when you start
cycling
the video,
with Tyrell,
you don't need a Peloton anymore.
Correct workout in your Apple Watch workout app.
And all right, I'm going to use
those metrics
for sure.
In real time, right to the screen you're viewing the workout.
That's cool.
So you have all of your data on your wrist.
Oh my
doing it.
Goodness.
And your metrics come to life to keep you motivated.
Oh my God.
Reminds you to check
That's
your heart
great.
Rate, your numbers get larger, making it easy to see the details you need.
That's not all. It's getting
cool.
larger.
Like, look
at these guns.
You see a countdown timer to motivate you to push through every last
this
second.
This is great.
You can
your
do
activity
it.
Rings are also right
get
on the
back
screen.
Into it.
So you can see how your workout is helping you make
this
progress
is very smart.
Towards closing your rings for the day.
It's also going to scare the heck out of a number of startups. Offering special mirrors and all sorts of things to do this.
When the workout is over,
Microsoft had something similar with the Kinect, and they just weren't able to capitalize on it. They had workouts, they could see your heart rate with the Kinect.
Calories burned, average heart rate, distance, pace, even your current activity rings.
Oh, even a mindful cooldown.
Of course, there's a lot more to the experience. Fitness Plus is launching with the most popular workout types, so there is something for everyone. Yoga, cycling,
Yoda.
Dance, treadmill.
Oh,
walk,
yes.
And
now we know
run.
Why they added dance to watch
strength.
OS 7.
Core.
Strength training, cool.
Hit.
Rowing, oh, hit. God. High intensity interval
and
training.
Even mindful cooldowns.
I really like hit, but man, it takes it out of me.
Well, that's the idea.
And many of the workouts
supposed
require
to take it out of you.
Just a set of dumbbells or no equipment at
I
all.
I got a dumbbell right here.
Can do that for you.
I can't show you my middle finger, so I'll just keep it down.
The gym, outside.
This is actually awesome. So they're showing it also on the iPad, of course, because it's Apple TV Plus.
You love when you want
this is going to be part of the Apple One subscription.
Plus the perfect
I think so.
Companion. Each week, $5 our incredible trainer team will deliver a, month, a wide standalone? Variety of workouts.
Wow, so they hired trainers that they're
sure.
doing each week.
That's fresh new workouts every week across a range
cool.
of times and instructors.
A range of times, so it is live. So that's one of the fun things about Peloton, to know that you're actually watching a live instructor.
From latest hits
and
hip-hop
choose your music.
To Latin grooves and top country.
Oh my goodness, can you imagine working out to country music?
It's easy to save the playlist from Fitness Plus and then listen to them later in Apple Music, whether
course,
you're working out
because
or
you
not.
Have your Apple One subscription.
And if you're brand new to fitness or it's been a while since you've worked out, there's an absolute beginner program built right in.
I need that one.
The program will help you get started.
That's it. That's my exercise.
The basics of movement.
I'm done now.
Safely now. To the studio workouts. We wanted to make it easy to find tight. All the workouts you love in Apple Fitness Plus.
This is great. So I would actually get this for my mom and others in my family.
Right oh, it's built into
tab.
The activity app.
And you can access the same workouts from the new fitness app on your iPad and Apple TV. To quickly
oh, there's
get
a new
to
app.
Your next best workout,
there's a fitness app.
You'll find recommendations personalized just for you.
On the Apple TV
Intelligent
and
suggestions will make it easy to find what you like. And also
cool.
encourage you to discover new trainers
the
and
Apple
new
store,
workouts
but,
to balance out your
same.
And that's Fitness Plus.
So is John.
You get 10 different types of studio workouts, so there's something for everyone. Incredible music built into each workout to keep you moving. And the world's best trainers. Whether you work out every single day, want to add a little more fitness to your life, or you just want to get started.
That means that we could be working out at the same time.
Your workouts to the next level with
watching live.
Oh, interesting.
Expert coaching.
Good.
And inspiration.
Remember, Arthur's reminding me in the chat room that Apple had issues with ClassPass, which is the ability to book gym classes on the iPhone.
And when using Fitness
and maybe
Plus,
this is why.
Neither calories nor the workouts and trainers you choose will be stored along with your Apple ID. The price is $9.99 per month.
Actually, that's pretty good.
$79.99 for a
whole year.
Actually,
I think that's fair.
And your family will
you don't
also
want
to
know what
to
Peloton costs.
Plus for no additional charge.
For the device and for
Oh, it's family.
Will be available in these cool. countries
at launch. Australia, Canada, Ireland, New Zealand, United States.
And for those purchasing a new Apple Watch, you get Fitness Plus free for three months to help make 2021 your fittest and healthiest
year. So this won't
year.
Be available until the end of the year.
And now I'd like to hand it over to Lori to share some more exciting news about our services.
Oh, services. This could be it.
This is Apple Plus. Or Apple One, I guess they're called.
Yeah, Apple One
Apple
Plus?
Fitness Plus joins our collection of Lori world-class Malm, Director subscription of services that enrich our customers' lives. These are services that so many of us.
You know, this
and
must
our
be working because every one of these people is painfully thin.
We want to make it easy for everyone to discover and enjoy them. So today, I'm excited to introduce.
I feel so fat.
Apple One.
Apple.
Apple
it is.
One gives
there it is.
You and your family all the services you love in one simple plan. It starts with iCloud, the essential service that safely stores your personal photos, videos, and files.
It's essential.
So you can access them from anywhere.
It.
Apple Music, where you can stream
so how
7
much
million
iCloud
songs
do you get?
From all your favorite
exactly.
artists.
Exactly. Yeah. How many
Apple
plans
TV
are there going
Plus,
to be?
With Apple Original Series and Films, which have been nominated
this
for
it's
got to
be 30, 40 bucks a month if you add all this stuff together.
Apple Arcade, with over
and how long until they come out with Apple One Plus?
Anytime,
and Apple
anywhere.
One Plus SE.
Well, they'll definitely be tiers,
Apple One
right?
also includes Apple News Plus, with leading newspapers and hundreds
so
of
is
magazines.
Anybody doing the math? How much does
and
that
course,
all add up to a la carte?
Apple Fitness Plus, with its immersive studio workouts, powered by Apple Watch.
So that's 10.
Apple One makes it easy to get all these services and find the one plan that's right for you.
They'll probably
starting
tell us
with
how
the
much
individual plan. Which
oh,
offers the best
that saves
of
you a lot of money.
Including Apple
Holy
Music,
cow. Okay.
Apple TV Plus, Apple
That's five
TV
bucks more.
Plus 50 gigabytes of iCloud. The family plan lets you share all these services with up to five
gigabytes.
Members of your family. Plus 200 gigabytes of iCloud.
Where's the fitness?
And in countries where available, there's Premier.
Premier.
Which has Apple News Plus, Apple Fitness Plus.
30 bucks.
And a massive 2 terabytes of iCloud. It's
two terabytes.
For the entire family.
Well, I'm paying 10 bucks a month for that.
Price.
So it would save me
Apple
a lot of money if you subscribe to
fall,
several of those.
30 days free. So you can try
coming this
any
fall.
Yeah.
You don't already have. That's Apple One. Now back to Tim.
Now let's turn our attention to iPad.
How they do
I
that flip.
I love my iPad because it is such an incredibly versatile device.
Now I realize he's on green screen. I'm so disappointed.
It enables all of us to
is,
do so
I was one. I
yeah,
thought I saw
is.
A weird.
Yeah, he is.
And now more than ever, iPad has become even more important.
Probably too echoey in the.
Keeping us close to the ones we love when we can't be there in person. Helping students learn remotely. Helping people express and share their creativity. Reshaping how the world communicates.
Yeah, that's right.
And iPad
I'm doing
is providing
my
a critical lifeline
living.
For doctors, nurses, and patients. Its versatility is what makes iPad such an essential device. With the power of the App Store and over
so
a million iPad
a new
apps,
iPad Air
the iPad can do whatever you
connector.
Need it to do. We're inspired to see how
like
iPad's impact has been
that,
felt across the world.
I'd like
this
to see
year marks
pro,
the
maybe.
10 years since we shipped our very first iPad.
But this is just
and in that time, it has become one of the most successful consumer electronics products ever. We've now sold over 500 million iPads to customers around the world. And more new customers are just discovering
iPads. Yeah, look
iPad
at his teeth. You can see the bleed from the green screen.
In oh, fact, no, you're so right.
Half of our iPad customers are buying their very first iPad. That's just incredible. And users love their iPads.
But you know what they're doing?
iPad
they're putting
ranked number one it, in customer satisfaction.
His reflection on the
years,
window behind him.
Every year since it launched.
Maybe he is in the. Maybe he is in the hall. He just has blue teeth.
With iPad.
Maybe so he had that gummy bear before this.
He could have had a. Actually, it's a edible.
Is
he
a
had
big
before.
Year for iPad. Earlier this year,
look behind his head. You can see his head
on the
window
iPad
reflection.
Pro, including the
yeah, but there's a weird halo around him, yeah. especially
system,
on his sleeves.
No, he's definitely on a green
so
screen.
So much more. Today, We're updating the rest of our full-size iPad lineup.
Unless they're announcing some sort of Bluetooth Apple tags.
Our most popular iPad. And here's Ted to tell you more about it.
Starting with. Did he say starting
yeah.
with?
Yeah, because he said we're updating the full-size iPads. So not the iPad mini, but the rest of them.
The role that iPad is playing in the lives of so many people. Users love our iPad 7th generation because it delivers a beautiful 10.2-inch Retina display.
Hates having to say it like that.
Apple Pencil yeah. and the full-size smart keyboard, all in a thin, light, and affordable design.
Yeah.
And our customers love all the things they can do with it, from taking notes as they learn something new to playing their favorite game.
This is the least expensive,
right? So this
right?
year, we're taking its beloved design
mm-hmm, the $329.
And cranking up the performance
okay.
with this.
Still
the new
a
iPad
home button.
8th generation. It's more capable than ever.
Still
and
big
starts
bezels.
With the A12 Bionic.
Well, it's a big update yep. in the
this
chip, though.
This chip is a powerhouse. It features a powerful CPU
so that's the
and
iPhone
super fast GPU. Compared to the already fast chip in
10,
last year's iPad,
right?
It has a 40%
mm-hmm. They always
processor.
Do these sketchy graphics for the iPad.
Oh, really?
To sort of hammer
that's
home.
Style.
This yeah.
That you're drawing it with your pencil.
For everything
yeah.
from
yeah.
working with high-resolution content to immersive gaming experiences.
And yeah, with those big bezels, it's very immersive.
Year, it's not even close. This new iPad with the A12 Bionic is up to 2 times faster than the top-selling Windows laptop. It's up to 3 times faster than the top-selling Android tablet. And it's up to a whopping 6 times faster than the top-selling.
Oh, God.
iPad leaves the competition
going
in
after the
dust.
Chromebook.
And all yeah. that power is delivered
so
in
this
a
is the
thin
10S processor.
That's super portable.
It's only 1 year old. That's not bad.
All-day battery life. Now, our A-series chips are more than a CPU and GPU. They include powerful custom technologies like the Neural Engine for machine learning, which comes to our most popular iPad for the very first time. Hmm. It's capable of processing.
Apple's starting to really capitalize on their silicon. This is to me the most exciting part of all of this.
Like allowing you to instantly transform the color of your photos or even analyze your tennis game and provide real-time stats like ball speed and body positioning. Altogether, the A12 Bionic takes performance to the next level and makes iPad more powerful than ever. Now let's talk about accessories. They expand the versatility of iPad. iPad 8th Gen works with the full-size smart keyboard and keyboards from Logitech, like the Combo Touch with trackpad and the Rugged Combo that's so important for schools.
Is that out?
And of course, this new iPad works with one of our most beloved accessories, Apple Pencil. With its incredible precision and low latency, plus features like pressure sensitivity and tilt, it's the gold standard for creativity and enables artists to bring their vision to life. And we've seen it become an essential tool to journal and take detailed notes. We're blown away by what we've seen people create with Apple Pencil on iPad. There's really nothing else like it. And taking the Apple Pencil experience to a whole new level is iPadOS 14. Which adds powerful mm-hmm. new pencil capabilities and other new features as well. Let's see it in action. iPadOS 14 makes iPad even more intuitive, fun, and productive because you can get your work done just about anywhere. Handwritten text
okay.
is just
so
as powerful
cellular.
As typed text. iPadOS even understands what you write.
Interestingly,
you
they're using that's the first generation Apple Pencil that he's using or that they're using there.
As you sketch, shape recognition helps you draw perfect circles, stars, and more. Smart selection understands the difference between handwriting and drawings, making it easy to select only what you want and paste your handwritten notes as typed text into another app. New compact UIs mean you can stay focused on the task at hand. And we know, once you start using Apple Pencil, you're not going to want to put it away. So, we have Scribble, which lets you handwrite into any text field, even straight into numbers. Or to add a final thought to that document you've been working on. The new iPad and the power of iPadOS 14 are an amazing combination, making it possible to express your ideas however you want to, wherever you are.
this is mostly just an incremental update to existing technology.
With iPadOS 14, the already amazing experience of Apple Pencil gets even better. These powerful handwriting and note-taking features join a host of other new features that continue to push what's possible
well,
on iPad.
You know, and we've seen all
and
this,
it
so
all
it's hard
runs
to get
beautifully
excited,
on the new iPad 8th generation. With its 10.2-inch Retina display, huge performance boost from the A12
so
Bionic,
the price is what's important on this.
Pencil support, great cameras, and so much more. And it starts at just $329.
Yeah, same price. So this is basically a chip upgrade
for education customers.
For the base model iPad. Now that's the same as last time.
Capability at such an affordable price.
There was always a $300.
Customers can order iPad 8th generation today, and it will be available starting this Friday.
Same as
the Apple Watch.
Now back to Tim.
Here we go back to the green screen studio.
With this huge boost in performance. And the incredible features in iPadOS 14 will enable even more amazing things.
Twisting
and that's
a knob.
Not all. As I told you, we're updating our entire full-size lineup.
His hair's a little green, too, though.
So that brings us to iPad Air. iPad Air was designed to deliver pro features at a very affordable price. And today, we are thrilled to introduce an all-new, completely redesigned iPad Air.
Okay, this is...
And here it is.
This will be with Face ID. Presumably,
it's
with
a
Face
slinky.
ID. It's got a smart connector. Yep. No. Yep. No home button. Type C connector.
It comes in green.
And it's got the same squared off edges that the Pro does. This looks like a Pro, basically, in many colors. It's not just green. There's red.
Sorry, there are other colors too, folks. I'm just
rose
trying
gold.
To process.
So this is like a Pro, basically. They're moving the Pro features to the Air.
Yep, looks like, yep, that's Apple Pencil 2.
Magnet.
You've got the charger.
Same camera bump.
Except without the, looks like
no
time of flight sensor.
No LiDAR.
Yeah. And to tell you all about it, I'd like to hand it over to Laura.
You can only do that with a green screen, I'm telling you. It's green screen.
The new iPad Air starts Laura
LeGros,
with a gorgeous design.
VP Hardware Engineering.
The all-new thin and light enclosure and narrow border design features a beautiful all-screen display. Each element of iPad Air is meticulously crafted.
I hate what they say all-screen.
From the precisely machined top button to the sculpted detail around the camera. And the new iPad Air design comes in five gorgeous colors, including a new rose gold, green, and sky blue finish. Our customers are going to love these colors.
You're
going to
get green?
And this new design features stunning liquid Retina display. In the same footprint as the previous Air.
So these updates were overdue, really.
Liquid Retina display with a resolution of 2360 by 1640.
This is kind of what you'd expect.
That's over 3.8 million pixels for extra crisp text and photos. And it has advanced display technologies like full lamination,
white color, true tone, and an anti-reflective presumably
P3.
That's good.
Coating that combines.
I was going to say, wide color.
Amazing visual experience.
What is it? 120 hertz?
Customers, beautiful all-screen design.
Nothing, according to the rumors, nothing Apple's doing is 120
hertz. Touch ID.
Well,
so
it
we
is.
Designed a next generation Touch
so the Pro
ID
is sometimes
it right into the top button.
Right?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, not always. Oh, Touch ID on the screen wake.
We heard that. We heard the rumor they were going to do that, and that's a great idea.
This is the smallest authentication sensor.
I actually love that
design, and it delivers
a lot of
phones
doing that now.
Ease of use and security, you know and trust from Touch ID.
And in the
technology
face mask
era,
Touch
really
ID
amazing.
Isn't that bad.
It uses a sapphire crystal lens
they'll start doing
and next
this
generation custom sensor that more efficiently
on,
captures
the
details
Pro
of a fingerprint.
Well.
That's a good
and
question.
And it uses a faster secure enclave to more quickly authenticate the fingerprint data.
T2 chip.
And using it as a simple
do it
sensor.
On the phone.
Just touch
do
the top button
the
to
phone.
Unlock your iPad, log into apps, or use
yeah,
Apple Pay.
Yeah, that's interesting. I would fast, expect this in the iPhone 12 as well. That'd be interesting.
Another reason customers love iPad Air is its performance.
Well, you don't
performance.
Have to deal with a through-the-screen
fingerprint reader. So we're debuting an incredibly powerful new chip, which is going to give the new Air a huge leap in performance.
And more Apple silicon.
To tell you more, here's Tim Millay.
Wow.
Into the
they've
lab.
Made a drone that
I'm
can drill through floors.
To tell you about the powerful new chip we've built into the new iPad Air. Our latest A-series processor, A14 Bionic.
Oh, boy. Get ready. We're going to see a lot of Apple silicon this year. This is really exciting.
Powerful,
custom technologies, and extremely efficient use of energy to make every one of our products best in class. One way we do this is by aggressively adopting cutting-edge silicon process technology year after year. And now with A14, we'll be the first in the industry to use the breakthrough 5-nanometer process.
So this is TSMC's process.
The incredibly small scale of this process challenges.
Remember,
the
Intel is still having trouble.
In fact,
getting
we're
to
talking
10.
About a scale so small that the dimensions of these 5-nanometer transistors are measured in atoms. This means we were able to pack 11.8 billion transistors into A14. That's an increase of nearly 40% over
really
our 7-nanometer chip. We use these additional transistors to deliver new features, increased power efficiency, and increased performance in nearly
Apple's
every
lapping everybody
of the
with
chip.
This stuff.
A14 Bionic includes a big.
It's helpful to hear you say those kinds of things because it's hard for me to translate what is being said into actual real life sort of understanding. So any clarification you give is good.
What it means is you could do more. It's not so much that it's faster. Because you don't really need it to be faster.
More in the same size chip, is that the deal?
Yeah, and there's more intelligence, there's AI, there's better graphics.
Scaled to deliver the maximum sustainable performance at the lowest possible power. An approach that also allows us to deliver industry-leading peak performance when it's needed most. For A14, our new 4-core design delivers a 30% increase in graphics performance as well. Now, when you compare
the
new iPad Air,
I think they're
going to
have to update
the
Pros at this point. Because the Pros now have an older chip.
I think I would rather wait for the Pro.
They're comparing it to an HP laptop.
And it's incredibly
it's thinner and lighter and twice as fast.
And battery life is better.
I'm sure it is.
Well, probably.
We're playing immersive games.
So I wonder if we'll see a new Pro now.
A14 can handle them all with ease. In addition to the blazing fast CPU and GPU, A14 is loaded with custom technologies that drive the unique iPad experience. Like a much faster neural engine, which will make iPad Air
this
more
is what
powerful
you get.
For machine learning.
You get a smarter Siri, you get, you know. We don't really need it to be faster.
The A15 is 5, what is it, nanometers?
Nanometers. This is 5 as well.
DNA is 2.5 nanometers.
This is, you're really running up against the limits of Moore's Law. You've got, at this point, you've got quantum effects to deal with.
Which come to iPad for the first time and accelerate
There's
the matrix
some
multiplication.
Question about whether TSMC measures the same way others do. That is 5 nanometers from TSMC, who makes these chips the same as what Intel would call 5 nanometers. And it's a little apples to oranges, but still.
Machine learning capabilities to elevate apps built on Core ML to an entirely new level of performance.
What's that one on the left?
The new A14 Bionic. It delivers big performance updates to the CPU and GPU. Makes iPad
As Rene Ritchie points out, they're announcing the A14 Bionic chip before an iPhone. Usually that would come with an iPhone update.
Right, which makes me think they've got more. I think Apple Silicon is really stepping into high gear. The fact they're putting this in the air is really telling you something.
Now back to you, Laura.
Wow, the A14 is a huge leap forward in performance. And we've worked with a number of developers to see what they can do with the new iPad Air. So let's take a look.
I'm Kareem Morsi. I'm a developer of DJ Pro AI. DJ Pro
DJ
AI
Pro's
is an
amazing app
that brings all the tools of a
That's what the app
DJ
was on the left.
A14 Bionic allows us to build intelligent features.
Cool,
into the app.
You can use your hands to... DJ.
So these are the kinds of things you see with this extra extra silicon
that this is possible now.
Because no one really needs a faster processor. It just could do more.
Game War Robots.
Oh, this is
the A14 Bionic chip allows us to deliver console level graphics on a device.
2021 is
going to
be the year of Apple Silicon. They're really starting to kick in a high gear here.
60 frames per second.
They're doing this in an Air. I can't wait to see what they're going to do with the Mac OS and
the shadows are dynamic
Pro.
And reflections are more realistic.
Mac OS.
It looks amazing.
It's 11.8 billion transistors.
Pixelmator!
Pixelmator Photo is a photo editing app.
And of course he's using the green one. He's got
the
taste.
I think everyone's seen the movies where somebody would point at a screen and go, okay, zoom in on that. Now, enhance.
Enhance.
Ah! I brought that to iPad.
Zoom in, enhance, finally.
Allows us to build functionality.
Harrison Ford will be so happy.
The ML Super Resolution finds individual details, edges.
I use that all the time.
Gradients, textures.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, ML Super Resolution is already available on the Mac.
And Pixelmator Photo. Or Pixelmator.
Possibilities are just endless with this.
Pixelmator Photo, yeah.
Oh my God.
With the A14 chip, the new Air is going to bring incredible performance to customers looking to step up to a more powerful iPad. And there's more. Another great feature we're bringing to iPad Air is USB-C.
Okay, this was also
USB-C
rumored.
USB-C increases.
This is good. This means we're going to be slowly moving away from Lightning.
It's a tenfold jump in performance over the previous Air. It provides a fast connection to a host of external devices.
Yeah, look at that.
Like
no
cameras,
more adapter.
Drives, and external monitors up to 4K. The new Air also includes great cameras front and back. The front 7-megapixel FaceTime HD camera supports smart HDR, improved 1080p video capture.
It's better than the MacBook.
Uh-huh. Performance for really
That's
high
so stupid, isn't it?
Well, it just ups the ante for what's the next MacBook's going to
have.
Camera
used in the iPad Pro with focus pixels and a larger aperture incredibly sharp
Finally,
photos
the cameras on the iPad are as good as the cameras
video,
on the iPhone.
Enhanced
that's
with
really
improved
great.
Video stabilization. So the photos and videos
they
our customers take with the new Air
sensors
are look
and all that,
better
three
than ever.
Lenses, but
and to elevate the audio experience, we've redesigned the speaker system, providing stereo audio and landscape
Ted
mode.
Lasso.
Great for kicking back
Lasso.
And enjoying your favorite movies and TV shows. The new Air also works with our amazing accessories, including Apple Pencil, which attaches magnetically to the side for pairing, charging, and storage.
It's kind of remarkable.
And the beautiful Magic Keyboard.
Oh, they're going to do the Magic Keyboard. So this is their really,
pad.
This is the Pro.
So this
yeah.
is the new iPad
So what's
Air,
the Pro going to be?
Featuring a 10.9-inch Liquid Retina
when,
display.
The Pro's not due for an update
Next
for a while, right?
Touch ID,
just had an update.
A huge boost in performance with A14 Bionic.
This is faster than the iPad
advanced
Pro.
Advanced cameras.
Oh,
Wi-Fi
God.
6,
I think they've got these
LTE
out of whack. Wi-Fi 6!
Faster.
Yeah, again, something that's not yet in the
this
Pro
is by
or the
far
iPhone.
The most powerful
no, the iPhone has
iPad
Wi-Fi
Air
6,
ever.
I apologize.
Let's check it out.
11 does have Wi-Fi 6. The MacBook does not.
Man, these colors are gorgeous. This is the new iPad Air.
Not as airy as the old Air. I mean, that, the point of the Air was how thin it was, right? Thank goodness Apple's not...
Stick it in an envelope.
Johnny Ive's gone. We don't have to say the thinnest iPad we've ever made ever again. Yeah, this is the mainstream iPad.
Yep.
So this is the most important iPad from Apple's point of view. Maybe the
That
the
just
Pro
means that the
doesn't
Pro
have
is going to be
a role anymore. Well, maybe not. Maybe the Pro is... Maybe because of Apple Silicon and the Mac OS, the Pro doesn't have a position anymore. I don't know.
It'd have to be something really powerful.
Minus the LiDAR camera, this is the Pro.
Yeah.
Do I have to buy a new keyboard?
And not just LiDAR, but doesn't it have... It has two camera lenses on the iPad Pro.
Yeah. I think you can argue a single lens is fine. I don't know.
Yeah.
Faster LTE, not 5G. Not that anybody cares.
So that's the new iPad Air, and we can't wait to get it into our customers' hands. It'll start at $599. It will be available beginning next month.
Oh, ouch.
And finally, we're very proud that the new Air and 8th generation iPad have been carefully designed to have minimal impact on the environment and support our overall net zero carbon goal.
No DDT in
Both
this one
Both iPads
either.
Use 100% recycled aluminum enclosures, and all of the wood fiber in the packaging of both iPad models is recycled or comes from responsibly managed forests. Both iPads use 100% recycled tin solder in their main logic boards and are free of harmful substances.
Like
so while our work here is never finished, we're proud of the progress we've made with these new products. So today, we have our most advanced iPad lineup ever. It's really a huge year for iPad. An incredible new iPad Air delivering more Pro features to even more customers.
an iPad 8th generation with massive jump in performance, together with the latest iPad Pro and the mighty iPad Mini.
I think that's it.
Combined with the advanced features in iPadOS 14, make these by far the most exciting iPads we've ever shipped.
It's 11 o'clock. It's been exactly 1 hour.
Oh, man. Is this it? They did just say two. iPad Air starts at $599.
Yeah, $100 more, but
what a great
than the
day of
original cost of the iPad. Yeah, we're done.
We will also be releasing major OS updates tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
beginning
for
with
iOS
14.
14, okay.
A huge release that transforms the core experience of
the
iPhone.
iPad Pro is the only one with 120 hertz.
A new way to organize
and Face
your
ID
apps
and the camera.
With the app library. And a new and
but it
even
no longer
faster
has
way to experience apps the moment you need them. With
the fastest processor, which is wild.
iPadOS 14, which lets you do even more with Apple Pencil, provides huge improvements to iPad
and, of course, 12.9
apps,
inches,
and takes
right?
the iPad experience even
if
further.
If you want 12.9.
WatchOS 7 provides a whole new way to discover and share watch faces, a new sleep app, automatic hand washing
pretty much kills the iPad
and provides additional workouts
Pro 11-inch, the one you use.
Yeah, why would you? Yeah, go for
done.
The...
Which makes your big screen experience
it's
even
really
better with improved picture-in-picture, audio sharing with AirPods, Apple Music lyrics, secure camera feeds from HomeKit, and multi-user gaming support. All of these new releases will be available
Developers
tomorrow.
Developers are freaking out and because the they weren't expecting we that iOS 14 was coming tomorrow. So they're like,
updates.
We're not going to have our apps out on day one.
Thank you all for joining.
Store is still closed, but I'm sure it'll open soon because you can't order the watch and the iPads now. Or the iPad.
And we're so excited to see what you'll do with the
eighth generation.
Eighth generation.
Today. Everyone take care, stay safe, and have a great day.
Thank you, Bluetooth.
Bluetooth, I love it.
That rainbow stage getting a lot of attention on these shots. That's really nice. I love them. Beautiful campus. They should be proud of it. And now that all the stuff's grown in, man, you can play golf on that. I love it that rainbow is a permanent feature of the Apple
campus. Is it permanent? Are you leaving it?
Yeah, I think that's permanent. Yeah. Well, there you have it. That's the iPad reveal, or the Apple reveal for September. I think we can now pretty much safely say there will be at least an October event, and I'm going to guess a November event because they still, of course, have to talk about the iPhone 12, and we know there will be new Apple Silicon Mac computers, at least one delivered this year. So I think we're going to have at least one more event, maybe even two more events. Apple announced the new as nothing unexpected, by the way. Well, I shouldn't say that. What we expected is a new iPad Air and an Apple Watch Series 6. We got it. They also announced an Apple Watch SE, which is a lower cost, more limited feature Apple Watch. I think chiefly designed for children because that new family feature is great. You can actually mm-hmm. use one phone, set up a number of watches, and use that phone to monitor your kids. Your kids can communicate if they get the cellular version of the Apple Watch SE. I think that's a really interesting. It's still expensive. I mean, it's a lot of money to spend for a watch on a kid who probably break it within the first few weeks. But if you don't want to get a smartphone for your kid, this might be a good alternative. It's for the affluent. I think that's pretty obvious. They also surprised us by announcing a new iPad Nothing, the $329 version of the eighth generation iPad, as they call it. We didn't have any rumors about that, I don't think. But we did get the Air almost exactly as spec'd, with one exception, the announcement of a new, faster chip, which really throws all of Apple's product line up in the air. Because we now, the fastest chip Apple makes is now in the iPad Air, which means there are limited advantages to buying an iPad Pro, chiefly size, 120 hertz refresh, Face ID. I wonder, do you think, Micah, Face ID is on its way out? I think this Touch ID and the Switch is such a much better feature.
I think it's going to be both in the next iPhone.
Yeah, that's what I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. So that you, because it, I mean, I think the masks have made a difference for this for sure.
Apple Store is now open on iOS. So go ahead, talk while I order my watch. I'm going to beat you to it.
Ah, who's going to get there first?
No, go ahead.
Yeah.
I won't do that.
I think that the face masks have made a difference in this. And I think that I want to see at least that sleep-wake button as fingerprint sensor be available across the entire line of products. I think that's great. Yeah. Because I think that's one problem that I have with the iPad Air not having Face ID is that that device is farther away from you. And so, you know, reaching to touch your fingerprint on it versus having it kind of at a distance and being able to just swipe up with the iPad Pro, that's kind of nice. So I am a little bit bummed about not having that. But a device that has both, I think, is going to be great, especially with the sleep-wake button being the button that you press anyway.
Right.
That part's awesome.
So now that the store is reopened, let's take a look. There's a Apple Watch Studio, which is probably the way you're going to want to buy your Apple Watch. Can you show my screen, John, or are we still do we not have that switch available? I don't want to talk about it without showing it. But did they have the studio? Is this new, do you think, Micah, this ability?
So they have had your Apple Watch Studio for a while, but it is new.
So I'm going to choose the size. And there's 40 and there's 44. Now, here's where you could choose the case styles. And there are a lot of new case styles. Space gray aluminum. Silver aluminum, gold aluminum, blue aluminum. That's the one you want, right?
See, I don't think that I can, though, because it won't match with things.
There's the product red, which is very red. Here's the graphite stainless steel. That's going to be more expensive, obviously. These are the edition watches. I like that gold stainless steel. What do you think? Should I go for that
one? That's very pretty.
And titanium is available. Now, I have to say, that's $849 on the titanium, $749 for the stainless steel. So you're paying a $320 premium. And I have to say, given the fact that you really can't tell the difference once you're wearing the watch, and it looks like Apple's going to do this every year, maybe I won't.
Go with the aluminum.
I may not get the fancy one, yeah. I have to encourage you to go with the aluminum. Band, again, the nice thing about the studio is you've got lots of choices.
Lots of choices.
Including these new solo loops, which I guess are just rubber bands. I'm sorry, fluoroelastomer bands.
Yeah,
In a variety of colors. I do like this braided solo loop, too. Again, solo because there's no buckle. I guess it's got to be stretchy. It's a very boat shoe look, you know. I'd wear this on the yacht for sure. I don't like this the old style connector on the sport band, frankly. I think it's difficult. So I will definitely get the all-in-one. I might get the woven one. What the heck? I still have a lot.
I think the woven one's very pretty.
A lot of bands left. You like red and gold, blue and gold?
Blue and gold.
Pink and gold. Black and gold. And gold. Oh, I know. Black and gold's good. Khaki.
Green and gold looks good, too. Khaki and gold.
I don't know.
I think blue and gold looks really good.
Blue
pretty.
And gold? I look like a Cub Scout. All right. have I done? I think I've done it. There you go. That's the collection. Style saved. Yeah, create another style. I'm going to be shopping for a while. Got to get one for all the kids.
The right choice. Series 3.
Oh, yeah. You have to measure your wrist if you're going to order this.
Yeah, one of those ones. You can use household objects or you can
household
print out
objects.
There. Yeah, so you can to figure out what size you need. They give you some different...
A blender? What do you mean household
it
objects?
It says, okay, here we go. There's a size guide. You can print it out or it says, if you have a measuring tape, measure your wrist and click got it. What's next? Otherwise, grab a piece of paper, a pen, and a ruler and use the length of the paper to cut out a narrow strip. Wrap the strip of paper around your wrist until it feels comfortably snug. Then use a pen to mark where it first
Maybe
overlaps.
I'll just
place
the
strip next
loop.
To the ruler. Yeah.
Do you mind if I get the sport loop instead?
Excuse me. I'll just take the sport loop, please.
All right. And then, of course, I really think they've hung the iPad Pro 11-inch out to dry. I think your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to get the new iPad Air and pick the color you want. I think green will be good.
Green.
Oh, here's a – throw me the sanitized measuring tape. So, John, you're 7 3/4, same as my head size. That's interesting. Your wrist is 7 3/4.
That's
not possible. That's my head size. Yeah, I think I would go back to the drawing board on that one, John. Let me just see what mine is here. Yeah, if you're 7 3/4, you must have wrists the size of pumpkins.
You know, that's what they always said about me. That's the guy who has wrists the size of pumpkins.
No, actually, I think you're right, John, because mine looks like it's about the same. So
maybe you just have a really small head.
Mine's 6.5 inches, John. Now, how tight? Do they say make it tight?
It doesn't say make it tight. It says
comfortably snug.
Or comfortably numb,
which is
what does that mean? Comfortably snug.
I have become comfortably snug. So mine's 6.5 inches. You have big wrists, John. Anyway, so this is a common household item.
Apparently. I thought it meant sort of look.
Okay.
It meant
so the correction is, thank you, chat room. That's a hat size, not a inch.
Oh, gotcha.
But it is interesting that your wrist and your hat size are the same. I don't know. That must mean something.
Yeah.
Anything else
you
want to say about this? This is exciting. I think this new watch looks pretty good. I'd have to say it's hard to justify spending a lot of money for this thing because you know you're going to get a new one next year, right?
Yeah. But they have the trade-in program, which is helpful. Apple's doing the payment plan stuff for folks who have the Apple Card. That's helpful. There are ways to go about it, but you also don't have to update every year. I know a lot of people, I mean, that's why they still make the Series 3 available. This one is kind of a, hey, if you want the blood oxygen level, that kind of tracking and some of the new stuff, then sure, but you don't have to. Plus, they also throw in that, hey, you get 3 months of Apple Fitness Plus.
I can't wait. I think I'm most excited about that. And I think the Apple One package is actually looks pretty good. I mean, you're going to spend a lot of money, but you get a family plan, and there's a lot of benefit to it. I think it looks a little bit better than I thought when I first heard about it. Okay.
All righty.
I think we have heard it now, and we're going to do Mac Break Weekly in just a few minutes. I want to thank you, Micah Sargent, for staying up late. You can go back to bed now.
thank you, Leo Laporte.
It is after 11, your
and,
bedtime.
I wish you the best on your day today because I know it's a long one.
That's okay. That's cool. Micah Sargent, you can catch him, of course, on iOS Today with me every Tuesday, on Smart Tech Today every Thursday with Matthew Castanelli, and that's
Mondays.
And Thursday is Tech News Weekly with Jason Howell. There, I got it all. Thank you. Thank you, Mike. Thank you all for joining us. Thanks to our sponsor, LastPass, for making it possible. And I have a feeling we'll be back again next month because Apple still has to announce some other products.
So many more things.
The September reveal. Take care.